The ordinance up for consideration Monday night called for a special election on the proposed tobacco tax in April. Under the ordinance, Ketchikan voters would have been asked to impose an excise tax of 5 cents per cigarette and a 45% tax on other tobacco products. The borough estimated the new tax on tobacco sales would have brought in an estimated $650,000 annually. During the public comment portion of Monday's meeting, resident Donna Luther said the assembly was considering the tobacco tax to replace lost revenue after it reduced property taxes and eliminated the personal business tax.
How in good conscience can you as elected officials reduce and remove broad-based tax revenue only to attempt to replace that revenue shortfall with a tax targeting a select few? I cannot believe that you sit before me and claim to represent the community as a whole when you can conceive of a tax that would affect a small select few within your community. It doesn't make sense to me. It isn't acceptable to me. It just feels wrong.
Luther said she was speaking against the tobacco tax, even though she no longer personally used tobacco products. Diane Ferguson presented the assembly with a petition which she said included 397 signatures of those who oppose the tobacco tax.
To all of us users and non-users that are on this petition of tobacco products, we view this proposal for borough taxes on tobacco products as a beginning of more government intervention to control our rights as Americans, Alaskans, and Ketchikan residents through more taxes, levies, and interventions in our lives. The assembly was voted in by and for the people of Ketchikan to protect our rights and not let them be diminished by allowing issues such as this to infringe on us as individuals and as a body.
She says the nearly 400 petition signatures were collected in the course of only 3 days. George Tipton said the fact that the tax had been implemented by communities throughout the state was not a reason to go forward with the new tax.
It has been stated that other communities are charging this tax, which is true. Thus, it appears the reasoning that makes it easy for Ketchikan to follow. Why not be a leader and not enact a new tax? That's a novel concept.
Tipton says smokers account for approximately 20% of the U.S. population. He says that means a small portion of the population would be burdened with taxes for general government. Aletha Johnson said she too opposed targeting a specific population group.
The federal and state governments are already gouging consumers of these luxury items, and maybe at that level they can get away with it because it's not personal. But when our small local government starts singling out a specific portion of our population to squeeze for tax dollars that are going to benefit us all, it starts getting pretty personal.
There was no public comment in favor of the tax. Assemblymember Glenn Thompson made a motion to indefinitely postpone the tax ordinance.
I contend that when you take something like this to a large group of people who it affects a small group of people, you're probably going to have a very distorted outcome. If, in fact, the citizens of this community wish to turn all the smokers into pariahs and deal with the health care problems and the costs associated with them, they can bring forth a citizen's petition and put it on the ballot. If, on the other hand, the borough assembly needs to raise more tax revenues, we can certainly come up with a tax that is much more fairly applied and much more equitable to the citizens. And therefore, I think it's incumbent upon this body to drop this issue. And if smoking is a problem, let the citizens bring it forward. They have that right.
A decision to postpone indefinitely effectively kills an ordinance. Assemblymember John Harrington says the tobacco tax is not more unfair than any other taxes imposed on residents.
All taxes are unfair. All taxes hit people disproportionately.
Harrington says it's unlikely the measure would pass if put before voters.
I don't remember anything passing in Ketchikan that had an organized opposition. And it's clearly an organized opposition. So my sense is that if I know going into this, we're going to have a major organized opposition and the chances of it passing are slim to none, why waste the $11,000?
The assembly voted unanimously to postpone the tobacco tax indefinitely. In Ketchikan, I'm Deanna Garrison.